What's up, my beautiful girls? Today's episode, we are going to find out what's more important, chemistry or commonality. Yeah, y'all, let's talk about it.
What's up, my beautiful girls? It's your girl, Jay Marie. Thank you so much for watching and listening to Girl Talk with Jay Marie. Yes, y'all, it's Girl Talk, but a wise man is going to want to listen. Today, we're talking about what's better, chemistry or commonality. It's a very important question, and it's also very important that you stop and subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe, like it, share it. I appreciate all the support. I thank you to those who listen all across the country and even other countries. I'm amazed by it. So I look forward to hearing everything that you have to say. Please comment as well. Now let's get straight into this. As you know, I like to start things off with a powerful scripture. Yes, make sure you follow my prayer ministry, Prayer on the Spot, where you can get your daily word, your daily prayer, because we need it. I like to connect the scripture and the spirit to what we're talking about, because a lot of times there's something that can correlate and we can connect that to our prayer life. So I want to start with this one. Proverbs 27:17. It says, iron sharpens iron, and one person sharpens another. Now, why did I choose this one? Because iron sharpens iron and one person sharpens another. And for this particular topic, we're talking about the commonality between two people. We're talking about the chemistry between two people. Now, granted, we're leaning more towards the romantic thing, but it's important to know that when you got that other person, no matter what part that is that's being highlighted, whether it's the chemistry or the things that you have in common, it's always better to have that other person. It really is. And I think we're going to figure that out along the way in life. But the life thing, the partnership, that's what's a little bit better. And I'm careful with saying better because some people are very much happy alone. But I also know that when there is a companionship somewhere along the line, it does make things better. So iron sharpens iron, y'all. That's what I want you to get from that. And what we're going to jump right into is the purpose of this. Like, why are we talking about what's better when it comes to chemistry or commonalities? And I'm going to tell you what I think and why I think. Now, first things first, I want to define this because, you know, I want us to learn too. So the definition of chemistry as it relates to the topic that we're referring to, chemistry, this is like a really sexy definition. I love it. It says, chemistry is a strong mutual attraction, attachment, or simple, or sympathy. And then there was another word that was like dangling that I really liked, and it was harmonious. And I'm like, oh my God, that's what chemistry feels like, harmony. It's just like clicking on all ends. You're not even trying and it's working. When you think about people singing in harmonies, you do your part, I do mine, and then it makes sense. That's what I love about chemistry. So obviously you can see what my answer is leaning more toward. And I will define what commonality is so that you can also get the purpose of commonality when it comes to relationships, because I think commonality is also extremely powerful. Let me tell you the definition and then I'll tell you why I lean more toward one or the other. Commonality is the fact of sharing interests, experiences, or other characteristics with someone. Now, I like commonality because I love guys who love sports. Automatically, we're gonna have something in common. We have something to talk about. Boom, we at least can get through a date, you know. If you have something in common with someone, say you're from the same place, you can talk about that. Maybe you grew up at the same time, listen to the same music, y'all have the same vibe when it comes to music. That's another commonality that allows you to at least get through a date. It allows you to at least get through the first phone call. But chemistry, which obviously is about to be my favorite thing, when it comes to chemistry, you can't force chemistry. You can't conjure up something that you have in common just to make it feel better, because chemistry is natural. And that's what there was like this psychological definition that you'll have to look up on your own too, that I like how it describes chemistry, because it's like a strong tug and a strong attraction. And that's what I love about chemistry. You can't hide it. chemistry is tells on people. I mean, if you think about those people who accidentally slip up, maybe they had an affair or something. Maybe they cheating on a dude or a girl. And you see them with that person and you realize like, whoa, y'all a little bit too cool. You know, people talk about vibes. When that vibe is too strong and he's supposed to be yours, honey. So chemistry is that type of powerful. Having something in common is great. And I think that will always allow you to build in relationships. But I think chemistry, it always keeps it fresh. And commonality is, if you had chemistry first and then commonality, that to me is like a recipe for success when it comes to relationships. It's like, ooh, it feels good being with you. It feels good being next to you. But we also like, and you also like, and we also can do this together. It's kind of like, ooh, what is that person lacking for you not to choose up? Because other than that, I mean, it's kind of difficult to get both. I think it's great when you don't have stuff in common too, because then you get to learn something from another person and then maybe that turns into a commonality. This is the reason why I like chemistry first, because I really think chemistry, it supersedes having something in common. So, I mean, what do you think about that? What do you think in your relationship or the people that you've dated, what was the thing that you just at least gave them more of a chance? Because it felt like sparks were flying all over the place and it was like, woo, let's get it in. Or because you were like, oh my God, we love the same everything. This person is just, whoa, I really want to know, because I am a person who goes off, as we call it today, vibes. But it truly is chemistry. Chemistry will get you in trouble. And you know what's crazy about chemistry? In my experience, and I don't know if this is just how God made me, and yeah, that's what I'm gonna say, but I don't know if God just made me this way, but like, I have good chemistry with a lot of people. I really do. Like, chemistry is something that, I don't know, whatever that is inside of you that gets chemistry, what they said, like a strong mutual attraction, attachment, or sympathy. Like, the things that connect me to other people, primarily guys, it's usually strong. I don't know how to call it outside of, I just have good vibes with most people. And then people that I don't have a good vibe with, I'll never talk to you, because I know that usually I mesh well. But when somebody is like highlighted over somebody else, and it's like, you really can tell the difference when you're like, oh my God, whew. Okay, that was aggressive, because the chemistry feels aggressive. That's what I feel like. I feel like it, like, it's like a tug. It's like magnets. That's the one. And not that that's the one, but that's usually when I'm like, oh, shoot. Like, they might get a stronger chance than the next dude when I feel that type of chemistry with when I'm with him. So I think chemistry goes number one on my list. It always will be number one. I'm going to choose chemistry first. And then I know that I like to learn stuff. I know that I like to figure out new things. So I definitely can find commonalities. I pretty much have an open mind. I mean, not like open. Don't get crazy. But I'm down for it. Excuse me. Let me take a quick sip of the wine. Salute to those of you who have your little glass of wine. You know, we got the whole vibes going here. I really gonna keep this one short, because as you can hear, I'm still trying to get that voice back. Been having a lot of good time. I've had a great couple of weeks, so I'm gonna rest after we do this episode. Trust me, it's rest time. Now, I want to go ahead and get into our next segment as we continue the show. Girl, talk about it. We got to talk about some stuff, okay? Number one, whoop. Let's talk about the fact that Derek Chauvin, the murderer, the killer, is now being held accountable for his hideous, evil crime. The murder of George Floyd, the police officer, ex-police officer, bully in a badge, that killed George Floyd, murdered him in front of all those people, is finally being held accountable for his actions. The judge sentenced him to 22 and a half years in prison, And it is a celebration for Black people, especially for the George Floyd's family and the prosecution team. Oh my God. I am so grateful. It was emotional listening to even the sentencing was emotional because I was so nervous. Like, please don't let this family down. Don't let us down. We just really needed this victory. And so I pray that this sends a message out to any other officer that ever thinks that they can do something so incredibly disgusting and evil. So bye-bye, lock his ass up, as I've been saying, hashtag, okay? Moving on to something that's gonna bring a little bit more joy to your life. Baby, when you see this, hey, I'm not gonna, okay, I can't sing right now at all. But Mary J. Blige and Amazon have teamed up to create the Mary J. My Life documentary. Y'all, Mary has a documentary, and Diddy was an executive producer on it as well as herself. And I am hyped. It came out June 25th. Make sure you support our girl, Mary J., who has overcome so much. And shout out to my girl Liz. Liz is in the videos. I see you, Liz. She sings back up with Mary J. She's been touring across the world with her. And I just love to see my girl shining. But Mary has got everybody through something. And when you watch this, it is just a testament to the power of God and what happens when you are a person who doesn't give up. And I ask y'all not to give up every week. You know how I feel about your life. She talked about the power of music and writing. And I'm telling you, there's something in it. It doesn't matter how many people watch, listen, but release. Get it out of you, because that's what's going to change your life. And watch how you change somebody else's when you do that, okay? The next thing I want to go ahead and get into is who you're supposed to donate to this week. You know, I want to support Black businesses and nonprofits. So this week, we're still donating to Daddies Unite. Shout out to Leon. Hey, bro. Shout out to Leon. Daddies Unite is bringing daddies together all across the world. And I want you to support the ministry and the movement, because it is incredible to see Black fatherhood. And it's super attractive. There's a commonality. Hey, or maybe there's chemistry when you see that man that loves his child. And you're like, ooh, it just makes you happy. Hey, it is what it is. So make sure he's single, though. Anyways, I thank you all so much for watching and listening today. Make sure you have subscribed. Make sure you share it. Make sure you comment and answer, because I got to know. What do you think? I mean, chemistry? Or do we have something in common? You tell me which one you think is best. Now, remember, I choose chemistry. Chemistry is powerful. There is nothing anybody can do to change the fact that you feeling somebody when you be feeling somebody. And that's why I love chemistry. Because it's like, and you just got to be like, hey, chemistry, how you doing? Chemistry is a whole situation that you need to be careful of. Chemistry will get you in trouble, okay? But I also have to remind y'all that having things in common allows you to live a long life. It allows you to have some longevity to everything. The two combined, to me, it's unbreakable. You get some chemistry and y'all got a lot in common. Hello there. Oh, I don't have a ring. Okay, let me go save my voice, and you make sure that you keep writing your own happy ending. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on your life. You got this. You can do this, and I'm going to talk to you soon. Hey.